From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington following a meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro. The talks with Castro in Panama were strongly criticized by some Republican presidential hopefuls. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, whose father was born in Cuba, said the meeting represents a disturbing trend in striking bad agreements with dictators. Republicans in the United States continue to criticize President Barack Obama's preliminary agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear development program. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney told the television show Fox News Sunday that the prospective agreement is, quoting now, not the kind of deal that will protect us and the people around the world. Another former candidate, Senator John McCain, also attacked the agreement, saying Iranian officials are interpreting the framework differently than the Americans are. Voting in Nigeria's regional elections extended into Sunday in some parts of the country after irregularities were reported in several districts, particularly in the oil hub River State. Voters were electing 36 state governors, with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the recent presidential vote. Hillary Clinton is expected today to formally announce her intention to run for president in the 2016 U.S. election. The former Secretary of State will announce her campaign for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination with an online video posted on social media. Sources familiar with her plans told media outlets they say she will make stops in key early voting states, including Iowa and New Hampshire. This is VOA News. Turkey recalled its ambassador to the Vatican Sunday after Pope Francis marked the 100th anniversary of the mass killing of Armenians by calling it a genocide. The Turkish government said its envoy was returning home for consultations with government officials. Turkey told the Roman Catholic Church's ambassador to Turkey that it was deeply sorry and disappointed about the Pope's description of the 1915 killings and said it caused a problem of trust with the Vatican. Security forces are on alert in Bangladesh following the execution of a top Islamist leader. Mohammad Kamaruzzaman had been convicted of crimes against humanity for atrocities committed during the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. He was hanged Saturday night in the central jail in Dhaka. Officials tightened security across the capital as thousands poured onto the streets to celebrate the execution. The Jamaat-e-Islami party has denounced it and called for a nationwide strike on Monday. Saudi Arabia Sunday rejected Iran's demand that it end its aerial bombardment of Houthi insurgents in Yemen. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said last week that the airstrikes launched by the Saudi-led coalition were a crime and genocide. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said his nation seeks to help the legitimate government of Yemen and is not seeking gain for itself. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is returning to Washington Sunday after a week-long trip visiting U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports from Honolulu.
Secretary Carter spent the last day of his Asia-Pacific tour speaking with military leaders at the U.S. Pacific Command headquarters in Honolulu. He heard from commanders on issues ranging from the land disputes in the South China Sea to the missile threat on the Korean Peninsula. He, in turn, briefed the command's leadership on his visit to Japan and South Korea.
The two issues I heard most about on this trip were, first, TPP, and second, the importance of U.S. alliances and partnerships to the stability of this, one of the future's most important regions.
TPP is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an agreement intended to expand trade among a dozen Asia-Pacific nations, including the U.S. Carla Babb, VOA News, Honolulu.
The sound of an exploding transformer sounded like an armed attack on a Kenyan university early Sunday, causing a stampede that ended in the death of one student. Students at the University of Nairobi's Kikuyu campus thought the site was under attack by Al-Shabaab militants. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.